Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners over at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm joined today by Bridget Randall, who's a learning consultant at Skillsoft. Hey, Bridget, for the last 15 years at New Leaf, we've really focused on our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. And I just wondered, from your experience, what would be your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please start, though, by telling us a little bit more about your organization, you know, what you do and who you serve. And over to you, Bridget, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Awesome. Thanks, Paul. I appreciate you extending the invitation for me to be here today. Yeah, as far as where I sit at the moment, I am a learning consultant at Skillsoft, and I'm part of the professional services team. And what that means is organizations that are using the Skillsoft product bring us on to help leverage and get the best ROI out of that product for their organization. I come in as a strategic partner with organizations to recommend, you know, learning strategies and programs. And I also facilitate leadership development, you know, programs as well. So quite a variety of things that I do in my role at Skillsoft. And to kind of touch on those points that you mentioned, yes, all really great topics in the workplace today. And I'll try and go down and give a thumbnail sketch of my thoughts and best practice recommendations within each area. And to start with, managing yourself. The first thing I think about is self-regulation, right? And this topic of resiliency in the world we're living in right now. And for me, that means allow yourself to make mistakes, right? This concept of failing forward. At Skillsoft's most recent Perspectives, which is our annual conference, Shaquille O'Neal was one of our, main speakers, and he really spoke about using your losses to create your championships for the future. And what Shaq did was really give us very strong illustrations of times when he didn't meet his goal, right? When he didn't win a game, when his team didn't win a championship, and really to take that opportunity to learn from those mistakes. It's kind of cliche, but you know, it's that idea of if Shaquille O'Neal lost a basketball game or his team lost a game, it wasn't he didn't know how to play basketball. It wasn't that he wasn't skilled. It was to pivot that to that growth mindset of what can we do? What can we take away from this situation and apply it to the next opportunity to become winners? And it's that idea of using everything that comes along our way as a building block for the next thing. When we talk about leading others, I really think about giving autonomy and freedom to people. Mm. We all started life as children and we were told to do things. And I would like to challenge people to think about that time when you just organically admired someone and wanted to follow them. For me, I was always involved with sports and track was my number one love. So for me, you know, when there was a track coach who I admired because I knew her time in my events and I trusted her, right, from her experience. She was a proven expert. She gave me direction, but she let me do it on my own. And I think that's the really important nuance to have when you're leading people as a coach, because managing from a coaching style or perspective really opens people up to be receptive. Then you're seen as a partner to support them, and people will reach out to you for insight and to let you guide them. So to me, that's really, really important in that area. And then if we talk about expanding our business acumen, what does that mean? For me, it's working alongside of others. For me, it's seeking out new projects and opportunities to provide insight on new areas of the business. So for me, in one of my current projects at Skillsoft, you know, I'm working with our internal side, Skillsoft people in sales, in pre-sales, from our leadership team, in human resources, and my team, professional services. And on the client side, the person that we're providing services for, we're working with their managers, recruiters, their HR talent, and their chief learning officer. So having these stakeholders at varying levels really helps me to have a better understanding of not only my company's goals, but our clients' goals. And with that, I can provide strategic insight. So it's a win-win, right? Because I'm upskilling, I'm adding value to my personal brand, and I'm increasing my exposure, right? So not only within my organization, but also within the broader industry community. So others can become aware of who I am and I can be noticed. So, Paul, thank you for the opportunity to share on these relevant topics in the workplace today.
Bridget, on behalf of everyone who watches these, and as you know, they've become very, very popular, I just want to say a big thank you for your really clear, concise, and real practical applications. And so could I offer you a virtual high five, Bridget?
Yes.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.